Good morning, everyone. This morning, we are not having services, and we are, regardless of that, we are putting a message out to the folks and want to make sure that we do that on a regular basis, no matter how long this suspension lasts. And, of course, it's obviously related to the coronavirus. Our text today will be Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And if you want to turn there, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. But before we get into the message, I just want to say a few things. Obviously, we're on a different agenda than we would like to be, and pray that this doesn't last too long. Services have been suspended, and we believe it best at this time. The risk of contracting the coronavirus puts our weak and elderly at a real risk of death, and we have some among us. We are trusting God to get us through this time as we seek our best, though, to act responsibly. Just a note, if you're involved in helping the elderly and the weak, we would ask that you take all necessary precautions. Unless absolutely necessary, avoid close contact. If you're delivering food or essentials, drop it off. Don't put them at a higher risk than necessary. Please be careful. And to the elderly, to you folk, please self-quarantine, as this has been suggested. This is serious, and it's not worth the risk to act irresponsibly. If you need help, give us a call. So we'll do what we can do. So anyway, today, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we go further, but we'll be in Luke chapter 2, verse 38 to 42. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. Thank you for the opportunity now to get into your word. We pray that you might speak to our hearts through it. And Lord, in this extraordinary time, we just pray that you might bless and that you might work in such a way that we, as your people, will be move to a closer walk and a closer fellowship with you, and we'll give you the honor and the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we'll be in Luke chapter 2. We are typically going through the book of Jeremiah on Sunday mornings and on Sunday afternoons and 1 Peter, but we're going to take a break from that at this point, and I want to look at a couple of folk that the Lord loved very dearly, and those people were Martha and Mary. And we'll focus more on Martha here than we would on Mary. And so first, let's read this passage, Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So I want to today think a little bit about focusing on the wrong person. Focusing on the wrong person. The setting that we see here is one of Martha's house. The scripture says in verse number 38, came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now we know this to be the house of these two sisters and their brother, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, from elsewhere. But we find that we see here that it's referred to here specifically, Luke does, as Martha's house. It was received him into her house, Martha. Now, that seems noteworthy in the setting. It seems noteworthy as we think about the context and what is going to happen here. But we find, though, that as Jesus comes to the house of Martha, we find that the scripture tells us that the both of them are obviously receptive to Christ at the beginning. In verse 39, it says, "And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." Also. In other words, it would be wrong to look at this and to say that Mary was the only one that sat at Jesus' feet hearing his word, because Martha was also. She initially was seated at Jesus' feet hearing his word with her sister, Mary. And so we find that as well, we note that these obviously are disciples. That kind of goes without saying, but we want to state it, that these are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary is spoken to by the Lord, and Martha is spoken to by the Lord here and is going to be reproved by the Lord, but at the same time, reproved as a sister, as one that knows the Lord, one who is a follower of Jesus Christ, a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we find them to be so after this, obviously. And we see that the Lord is not dealing with them in terms of salvation, but rather is dealing with them in terms of their communion with him and in terms of teaching them as those who are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that. We need to be seated at Jesus' feet at times as God's people and to be listening, to be heeding his word. And obviously, one of those times would be a time like this time where that we would typically be gathered together. But as well, there are other times that we as God's people can be seated at Jesus' feet during our lives where that we're listening to what he has to say to us. We're listening to the word. We're heeding what he's got to say. And we're, as his people, devoted to him. So the second thing is, we think about the setting. Then we're going to move to the Martha and how she was. And I mentioned the fact that this is focusing on the wrong person. That she was, in fact, focusing on the wrong person. But she was focused on Martha, on herself, and as well her load. She's focused on herself and her own load here. At some point, she became distracted. In verse number 40, it says, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving." So she's burdened about a whole lot of serving that she needs to get done, the things that she needs to get done. And maybe it had to do with even externally serving the Lord. But she is cumbered. She is burdened about a whole lot of serving. And so at some point here, she leaves that place of close proximity to the Lord. She leaves that place of being seated at Jesus' feet. So she, at some point, has become distracted. And that distraction leads her away from the place that Mary's at. And Martha, then, it says that she cares about many things. She's concerned. Verse number 41 says, "Martha, Martha, thou art," Jesus said, "thou art careful and troubled about many things." Now, being careful and troubled about things is not the end of the world. I would just caution that not to judge Martha too harshly here, but she's careful and troubled about a lot of things. A lot of people have got a lot of things on their plate. A lot of people, a lot of us have got many things, more things probably than are, in some cases, that are maybe even healthy to handle. But at the same time, we've got a lot on our plate. And she did. She's got a lot of things that are going on, and as a result, she's become distracted, and she wants to take care of those things. And she didn't care enough, though, according to the Lord, about the good part. In other words, her focus at this time is on herself and her load. And sometimes our focus can become on ourselves and our own situation and our own load more than on that part that Mary has chosen. So verse number 42, we just point out that the Lord said, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So Martha is corrected by the Lord here that she didn't care enough about something more important, the good part that he's referring to here. Her focus was on the wrong thing at this time. Her focus was not enough on the good part that the scripture says here. That Jesus said, pointed out to her. So, thirdly, look at the setting. We've looked at Martha focusing on Martha and her Lord. And you know, as we focus on ourselves, as we focus on our own load, sometimes we become critical of others. Sometimes we get more and more critical of others because our load is full and we want to be pitied a little bit and we want to be, kind of coddled a little bit because of the fact that we're just overloaded. And the scripture shows us here that Martha does something more than just being distracted by and being focused on her own load. The next thing she does is Martha is focusing on Mary now and her laziness. Now, we'll just call it that because I think pretty much that's what Martha is thinking at this time. Maybe that's not exactly it, but obviously that she's not. She thinks that Mary is focused on the wrong thing herself. She thinks that Mary needs to follow suit with her and help her get the work done. And so Martha is now, she turns from being focused on Martha and her Lord, or in her load, to being focused on Mary and her laziness. And so Martha turned toward resentment of Mary here. In verse number 40, the scripture says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. In other words, Martha's now resentful of Mary. And it's interesting to look at this and to see what Martha does about it. Martha doesn't go to Mary or speak to Mary about it, which might have been a better course, but rather Martha goes to the Lord about it. Martha comes to the Lord and says, hey, don't you care that my sister is leaving me to serve alone and she's not helping me out? And it's like, Who's left whom here? It says, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? The person that's left has been Martha, but at any rate, we find, though, that she's been deserted to serve alone, where that Mary is still seated at Jesus' feet. She failed to see the value in Mary's inactivity here. Verse number 40. Martha was cumbered about much serving, came to him, said, Lord, Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. She's inactive here. She's not helping. She fails to see the value in Mary's inactivity at all. She thinks that Mary is just being, back to my statement, lazy. She thinks she just needs to, the Lord needs to correct her and get her busy. But she fails to see the value in being seated at Jesus' feet and hearing his word. You know, a lot of people do. A lot of Christians do. A lot of God's people sometimes get distracted enough that they are focused on other people and they're focused on what they're doing and focused on them in terms of that they need to do what they're doing. We want people to kind of act like we do sometimes. And we think that if they don't act the way we do, that something must be wrong. And really all we're doing is trying to justify what we're doing. And it seems that's kind of what Martha is doing here, is that she goes to the Lord and she wants to justify that what she's doing is the right thing, that she's going the right path, and Mary's being inactive, and she needs to. Well, that inactivity sometimes is good for us. The kind of inactivity that she's involved in right now is listening to the Lord. You say, don't you think it's time to do things? Yeah, there are. But don't you think also there are times where we need that focus on the good things? We need that focus. Sometimes we're going to be focused on the things of this world. Sometimes we're going to be focused on the things of this life. But sometimes, isn't it good for us as God's people to be focused on the good part, on the eternal things, on the things that last? I think it's the things that last that he's talking about, that Jesus is talking about when he corrects Martha, because he says, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, she's focused on eternal things, on things lasting. And so she went to the Lord about it, Martha did, and just is devoted and caring and wants to address the Lord about it, and yet at the same time it's just her focus is on Mary instead of being on the Lord. Now, she went to the Lord about it, but was her focus really on what the Lord was doing here? He was teaching her. He was speaking unto her. He had something to say. His word is what the scripture is talking about. They heard his word. Jesus was speaking. When he's speaking, we ought to be listening. When he's speaking to us, when he's got something to say, there are times as God's people that we need to be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord corrected her here. Her focus was on Mary, that she was better than Mary, that she had been acting better than Mary. So there's a little bit of self-righteousness here. And as the Lord's people, we need that kind of correction at times that Martha received, where the Lord corrected her by saying, simply stating the fact that Mary's focus was on things eternal, things lasting, and that Mary had chosen that good part. May we as the Lord's people too choose that good part. And as we go through this time where that we may have some, you know, there may be something like cabin fever or something like that that might happen in our lives where that we end up being kind of confined for a while, may the Lord bless us to be focused on him, on the Lord himself, and on his word, not get too distracted by our own load and not too distracted by other people's laziness or other people's activity that's a little different than ours. And so let's be in prayer one for another, and we're thankful today for the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Bless each one, Lord, that hears this message. Strengthen each one. Give them grace to endure this time. In Jesus' name, amen.